Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. You may be familiar with these words of the Apostle Paul. He wrote this in the letter to the congregation in the city of Philippi. While in a prison cell, he writes to share many things with them. Most especially, he shares his gratitude for the blessings they had sent to him. From other scriptures, it is well known that he had spent some time with the Christians and had grown very close to them in the Lord Jesus Christ. They had given him help at other times for which he was helped along on his missionary journeys. Once again, they shared what they could. It is a true blessing to be in the family of God, where the love of Christ is shared in so many ways, one toward another.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Holy eyes of my heart,
you are holy eyes of my heart.
last verse that we read to begin our lesson is one that many have put to memory. Many have claimed this one to be their favorite passage of Scripture. I suspect you have seen as many different displays of that verse as I have. They hung on the walls in our homes. It can be read in office buildings of the Lord's disciples. What we can say is that this statement of the apostle truly speaks to our hearts. He made a bold declaration when he penned with inspiration, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." The apostle was not referring to all the miraculous things that he could do to testify to the truth that he preached. Rather, he was responding to the gift that had come from the generosity of this congregation of believers. He was explaining how he could face all the trials of life, the persecutions, the injustices, the false accusations, the imprisonments, and more, because Christ was going to give him the strength to handle it. He tells them that whether he found himself in great need for food and other necessities of life, he could be content when he was going without. And in like manner, he says that if he had more than enough, he would still be contented. The reason why is that he did not let the circumstances of life determine his contentment. The secret that this godly man had discovered was that if you are walking with Jesus, it does not matter what is taking place around you. One's contentment comes from having Jesus as a friend, a Savior, and one who will stick closer than a brother. I believe that Paul tells in another letter that he wrote to another congregation how he may have learned this spirit of contentment. No matter what the circumstance and situation that he might face. In the 12th chapter of his second letter to the church in Corinth, he tells of an experience that he had. Either literally or in a vision, he was caught up into the third heaven. He witnessed things that were beyond words to share. Because of surpassing greatness of this revelation to keep him humble, he was given a thorn in the flesh. We do not know what it was, and any search for it would be futile since it has not been shared with us. But whatever it was, it troubled the apostle so much so that he prayed for it to be removed. Three times he asked God to take it away, but God did not. He told Paul that his grace was sufficient, that his power would be made perfect through the weakness of the flesh. After God shared this insight, the apostle asked for more persecutions, hardships, and insults. He knew that when he became weak, he would rely more on God. This may have been one of those great learning curves that helped him to be content no matter the circumstances. What we can take from this scripture is that God did not just promise his grace for a few. His grace is for all who come to him and seek it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Finding contentment is just as possible for every Christian who walks hand in hand with Jesus today. There are so very many hardships in this life. Not all of them are related to our faith in Jesus, but many do suffer for their faith in the Lord. God has reached out with his unmerited favor and abiding comfort through his divine love to lead us on our journey. Living by faith is to trust in the Lord, and although, like Paul, who did not get the blessing he wanted, we may not either. He was given the blessing of living with a deep and abiding trust in the Lord. Placing our trust in the Lord when the hardships of life press down upon us is hard. Yet this is what Paul boldly stated. He could do everything through Christ who gave him strength. Jesus offers a peace that transcends human reasoning. He offers his peace to all who surrender to him as Lord, claiming the salvation in his name. We are praying that you have it. If the cares and the worries of this present world have a tight hold on you, we encourage you to walk with Jesus by your side.
I feel the touch.
How hands so kind. kind and tender,
kind and tender, leading me
in paths that I must trod.
I'll have no fear
when Jesus walks beside me,
close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals, come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven,
sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God.
He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me,
for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.